Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hey guys, welcome back. If you're new, welcome to Relatable with Sui. Before I begin today's episode, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who shared my first episodes, to everyone who commented all these good things. I was really, and I still am really grateful. Thank you for taking the time to listen and just review and all those great things. I am really grateful. It was really encouraging, and it gave me this energy, you know, to keep going. And I just can't say it enough, but like, thank you to everyone. Thank you so much for coming back. If you're coming back, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I love you guys so much. I can't just stress that enough. So today's episode, as you've already seen from the title, it's called Insecurities, and I'm going to be telling you guys a little story of my life about my little insecurities. Okay, not all my insecurities, but I'm going to tell you guys about one of the biggest insecurities that I ever had. Because it's something that's now in the past. I don't look at it as an insecurity anymore because I have dealt with it, and I look at it like, you know, it's something that's just a part of me, and I am so proud of it. Like, I don't even notice it. It's like, you know, talking about my finger, you get it, right? It's like a normal thing that's just a part of me, and it's no longer a big deal. So I don't even tell anyone, you know, this story, or I've never really told anyone, like, the compiled story. But, like, you guys are the first ones who are going to hear this story in a well-compiled manner. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy. Yeah, it's not really interesting, but it's just a lesson, sort of, to say. So one of the biggest insecurities that I had was my teeth. If you know me, you've seen my dental formula. It's kind of a special one. Yeah. So when I was a kid, I used to love sweets. I mean, who didn't love sweets? And, you know, chocolate and all that. And biscuits, I used to love those things. I would eat them every day, and my mom would just be shouting, like, why are you always eating sweets and whatnot? I had all these rotten teeth in my mouth. I had like so many rotten teeth. I don't know if you guys can even like imagine, but my teeth were always rotten, and I had one problem, you know, each day, like a different problem. My teeth were falling out or something like that. So I had this particular one tooth that really troubled me. So it was rotten, and then it was a bit shaky. It wasn't really shaky, but like, you know, a bit shaky. So every time, my mom would always tell me, try to shake your tooth so that it can come out easily. And I never wanted, because I am that kind of a person who, I hate pain. So anything that causes me pain, I'll try to avoid. So I never used to like doing that. I would just continue. I continued with my life. Like, I never used to shake my tooth, in short. And it became like very hard again. It stopped being shaky and it became hard. So I had another tooth which was growing right above that tooth. And that one was like a dead tooth, but then like it was still there because I didn't want to shake it so that it can like, you know, fall off and stuff. So I had another tooth which was growing on top of my rotten tooth. And I remember they were telling me, continue shaking that because another tooth is coming on top of that other tooth. And it was something that I really ignored, and I didn't take serious. I was a kid and I didn't realize the importance of doing all that. So it so happened that that tooth came out, and it was on top of the rotten one, and then the rotten one fell off, so the other one was already out of place. It wasn't in line with all the other teeth. So I didn't even notice anything wrong with me. Like, to me, I was a kid and everything was like normal. It was just like whatever, you know. And so I was growing up, and I noticed that, you know, those talkative kids or talkative friends or just someone elderly, they'll be like, what happened to your teeth? Why are your teeth like that? You know, and I started realizing and noticing, like, oh my God, there's actually something wrong with my teeth. And even like people close to me would actually tease me sometimes if I just say anything, you know, I'm not doing the right thing. They'll be like, your tooth and stuff like that, you know. And it really started affecting me. I was a very like smiley person when I was a kid, and after I realized that everyone was, you know, always saying something about my tooth, I stopped smiling. I used to hate it, especially in photos. Like, I would really just hide and just close my mouth. I didn't even want to take pictures. I remember it was just so difficult, and I grew up with that insecurity. I grew up worrying every time I'm walking or I'm talking to someone, I'm just scared they're going to mention something about my teeth. Now imagine when I grew up and I started, like, you know, knowing boys and stuff like that. It was really, really difficult because every time, you know, I'm texting someone, you know, maybe your crush and stuff, and then now it's time to meet, I would always get scared to meet new people because I'd be like, what are they going to think when they see my teeth? It was just so uncomfortable. And I was even uncomfortable smiling. Each time I'm smiling, I would be so conscious of how I'm smiling. Even when they say, let's take a peek, I'll be so conscious and just like try to like close my mouth because I was just like, wow, my tooth is going to show in that peek and I'm going to look ugly. I used to feel ugly, like so ugly. Yeah, I grew up and yeah, it was just an insecurity of mine. Like I was just always scared. So as life went on, I realized that not a lot of people would say anything. I would meet new people and no one would really say anything. So it became like a normal thing and I like started having like a bit of confidence and I was like, you know what, fine. Yeah, this thing has happened. There's nothing I can do about it. So it had to take one person. Imagine, you guys. I'm so disappointed in myself. Anyways, maybe I was a little bit young and I didn't really know much. So it had to take this one guy. I had a crush on this guy. And I don't know if he had a crush on me. Okay, he kind of liked me. So we were talking one day and he was like, you know what I like the most about you? And I was like, what? Then he was like, your teeth. Your teeth are very nice. Like they make you unique even when you smile. And I was like, oh my God, he's noticed and he's just trying to be polite. I'm sure it's just something. He's noticed that there's something wrong with me. Now he sees me ugly and whatnot. And he was like, I'm actually being honest. If you think I'm joking, I'm actually being serious. If I used to find it disturbing, I was actually not going to say it at all. I was going to keep quiet, but I decided to say it because I've even noticed that you're always trying to, you know, you act uncomfortable when it's time to like laugh and smile and all that. And I'm just trying to tell you so that you can be comfortable. Like there's nothing wrong with your teeth. So I went back home that day and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, was this guy actually being honest or he was just trying to chaff me? I looked at myself and I smiled and I was like, okay, for real, you know, there's just something about it. I actually love the way I smile and I look more beautiful when I smile. Oh my God, from that day, it was like I gained my confidence. I would look at myself every day in the mirror and I'm like, you know what, this makes you special, sweet. This makes you unique. I gained so much confidence. This, I used to smile all the time. If you know me right now, 90% of my pictures, I am always smiling. I am always smiling. Even when I meet new people, sometimes, yeah, it gets to my head like, oh my God, I'm meeting this person for the first time. What are they going to think when they see my dental formula? But like, it doesn't really get to me now. I don't even think of that. I just go up to someone and it's okay, whatever. If they mention something about it, it's just like they're talking about, you know, my fingers. And I'm like, oh yeah, I saw this happen, blah, blah, blah. And only a few people talk about it. Like maybe, I don't know, 30% of the people that I've actually met have actually said something about my teeth. So like right now, my teeth are not even in an insecurity. It's not something that I worry about. It's not something that I think about. It's not something that I would think, you know, like, oh, I mean, you know what, the first thing when I get money, when I become rich, I'm going to, you know, get myself a new set of teeth. It's not something that I think about like that. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe when the opportunity comes, I might do that. But like, it's not something I've even ever thought of. Yeah, let me tell you some lessons I learned and some facts that you need to know about insecurities. I learned that no one is perfect. Even the person that you think is the most perfect, they have their own insecurities. And we give ourselves insecurities because we like comparing ourselves to others. You look at someone, they look so perfect, and you're like, you know what, I am not like that. Oh my God, I've got this big thing, I have that. And it's just not like body-wise, also like your personality and all that. No one is perfect. People have their insecurities. The other thing I learned is no one even cares about your insecurities. No one cares. You are there worrying about, oh my God, my this. It's only when you mention something to someone and then realize, oh my God, yeah, for real. And the other people will use that as an advantage to like make fun of you and whatever. But people don't really care about your insecurities. People have got their own insecurities to worry about. And trust me, that's the truth. And then the other thing is face your insecurities and accept them. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, okay, you know what, fine, I've got a big nose, but you know what, I actually love my nose. It makes me special. Laugh at yourself. Face your insecurities and accept them. Learn to live with them. If it's something that you can change, go ahead and change it. But if it's something that you can't, accept and love yourself. You probably already know this, but before loving anyone else, love yourself first. That's the only way you can learn to love other people. Be selfish. Love yourself first. The people you surround yourself with, if you are surrounded by people who make you feel uncomfortable, my friend, dump those friends. Even if it's your boyfriend, even if it's your what, get rid of them. No one should be able to make you feel uncomfortable about something. If it's someone you can actually talk to, tell them, you know what, I don't like it when you say this and that, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And if they don't change, stay away from such people. You don't need such negativity in your life. And the last and the most important thing is, even when you feel like nobody loves you, God loves you. Trust me, God loves you with all your insecurities and all your flaws and all your what. God still loves you. And trust me, there will come a group of people that will accept you just the way you are, and they won't look at you like you've got flaws and whatnot. Trust me, the right people will come along and you'll feel so comfortable around them. If you feel uncomfortable around certain people, those are the wrongest people. Sorry for my English, but those are the wrongest people to be around, and you need to change your group of friends. In closing, I just want to say, now everyone has insecurities. We all have insecurities. There are things we can change and there are things we can't change. For the things that we can change, make sure you accept them. Deal with them. Don't let them get into your head. Deal with your insecurities. It's very, very possible. I know it's hard. Love yourself. So for today, I am going to stop there. So I just want to say thank you guys for listening, and I would really love to hear from you guys. I really want to hear if you've got some insecurities or you had insecurities, how did you deal with them? Because it would really, really be helpful. Share your tips on how you dealt with them or how you are currently dealing with them. I would really, really love to learn from everybody else. If you can't relate, if you don't have any insecurities, I don't even know what to say, but like, you're living the life. You're ready to die. Everything is great for you. Like, you know, thank God for your life. You are so lucky. Thank you guys for listening. I can never say that enough, but thank you for taking your time. And again, if you like this, don't forget to subscribe, to rate, to review, and to share. Thank you so much for joining me today.